again, everybody, and welcome to another episode of BitNote. We've got some video game music lined up for you, so have a listen and hope you enjoy. Hey everybody, and for the next track, I've got music that definitely appears in a game but is not technically video game music, which is a rule that I occasionally break every so often. You know, the rule namely saying that I play video game music on this show, which is a pretty good sort of rule to have, but like I said, there's always exceptions. I was playing this game called The Secret World. Now, normally when I talk about a game on the show, I go into a whole description about what the game is, but I can't about The Secret World because it's massive and I've barely scratched the surface. It is an MMORPG, or also called Mamorpga by a certain internet commenter, and I like calling it a Mamorpga because it sounds like an actual word rather than a string of letters. Mamorpga is a massive multiplayer online role-playing game, which basically means that when you're playing a game, people from all over the world are playing the same with you, and you can chat with other people who are playing the same game, and you can collaborate and work with each other to accomplish various different things, and yada yada yada. I was expecting such a game to be full of cooperation, and while there are elements that definitely benefit from cooperation, I was kind of surprised about the large amount of tasks you can do completely on your own without interacting with any other human beings. Yes, you go online, even online, sometimes it's tricky to interact with other humans, but that's kind of beside the point. The Secret World is kind of set in kind of like a modern world, although with a whole lot of conspiracies and modern myths and urban legends and stuff. So I was spending my time just walking down the streets of London. Yes, there is a segment of London in the game. It has got nice little turn, keep left bollards and all these nice little decorations. There's a couple of different locations that I won't get into right now, but I was walking around and I found a record shop. Yes, I just had to love the sort of accuracy they were going for. They were literally including a record shop in London, which just really just showed how they were really capturing it. Cities are often reproduced in video games, and I've said you've got everything from Metropolis Street Racer, where they recreate it exactly as it is in real life, or Grand Theft Auto, where they kind of take, you know, all the main landmarks and condense everything, creating a caricature. But in The Secret World, it's more they create something that evokes the strong feeling that really, it's not directly based off of anything, but it just feels like London, and I just liked how they did that. So to complete the feel of this relatively small area being London, you walk into a record shop, which I did. I saw some people that I thought were people I could talk to, but they turned out to be NPCs, non-playable characters, and then I hear this song on the radio. And I hear it, and I like it. And I thought, boy, this is actually pretty cool. I looked it up, and it turns out that this Funcom, who make The Secret World, had this competition for who could make for music to end up actually in the game itself, and a couple of people won. So there are some radios and stuff in the video game where suddenly they'll play a bit of music, and you know, you'll walk by and it's like music from the radio, but it comes from bands who got into the game. There's actually another bit of the game. When I was fleeing from zombies in some New England town in America, and I just dove into a diner which also had more zombies, so that didn't help that much. But then on the radio that was on the counter in the blood splattered abandoned diner, I could hear music playing, and that was nice too. But no, the music I heard in the record shop in London, which wasn't infested by zombies very very much thankfully, was this song which I'm going to play for you right now. It is by Leetper. It is called Think of Tomorrow, and much like if you are happen to be in a record shop that's playing this tune right now, boy, you can think of the irony. And if you happen to be in a diner, well, I suppose there's a slight risk of a zombie attack. But given the fact that this show largely broadcasts in Ireland and there aren't really many diners, I think you should be okay. Unless it's like Eddie Rockets, because they sort of do go for the 50s diner effect. But, you know, I think we'll be okay there. I've been to Eddie Rockets. They've got these jukebox numbers, so we should be fine. This is Think of Tomorrow by Leetper. Hope you enjoy.
You have seen so much, traveled so far.
That was Leet. Sorry, actually, the pronunciation is right here in front of me. Lightbur. That was Lightbur with Think of Tomorrow. And it features in the game The Secret World by Funcom. So, basically, as I've said, I haven't quite scratched the surface. It is an MMORPG, or MMORPG, and getting through it just takes a lot of time, so I'm not going to do it. However, I do suppose that before I do finish the game, I could throw you another track from it, since I do intend to play it more, and I'm sure when I get more of it done, there'll still be more great music to it. Thankfully, the soundtrack of this game, not including that Leapburst song, obviously, because that wasn't created for the game, but the soundtrack to The Secret World is actually available in most online digital storefronts. I got it in 7 Digital. And when I was walking through those streets of London, yes, I didn't mean an old man in a torn out basket kicking up the papers with his worn out shoes, but I did see a lot of great, like I said, nice sights. And you know, they've got one area that's kind of like a circus and one of more that's like a slum, and so a nice bit of stuff going on, and a lot of really nice British accents from all the characters. But there was also some really nice music playing on as well, and I think that the music of The Secret World in general, not just the part they got from other bands, is actually really good stuff. So what I'm going to play for you now is called In Golden Light. It is the music that plays when you're walking around the streets of London, and it was composed by Simon Poole, and of course it was also from The Secret World, which was made by Funcom. So have a listen and hope you enjoy. And as I said, that was In Golden Light. It is from The Secret World, which was developed by Funcom. And that particular track was composed by Simon Poole. So, as you can see, it very much sets a very, like, haunting and mysterious atmosphere as you traverse over London, seeing record shops, a fish and chip shop, which, of course, I was compelled to buy a set of fish and chips from, and yes, it did give me extra abilities when I consumed that during battle, but I think the real point is that when you're in London, you have to consume fish and chips. And, of course, you see a market in a subway station, and some very nice, very beautiful wide, you know, roads and stuff, and yes, and definitely that gave a very nice haunting atmosphere, and I really helped enjoy the game as a result. All right, I think I'm going to move on to another track, so away from the secret world, because obviously if I speak too much of the secret world, I will obviously be hunted down by a bunch of mysterious and shadowy conspiracy, you know, organizations that they dare not me to speak their name. I don't know how Funcom got away with making a whole game about their existence, but there you go. Probably one of those things where they were just trying to make sure that people thought it was so ridiculous that, you know, they managed to make game companies make video games about the secret world so that people didn't think it was real and stuff, but enough of that for now. Instead, I'm going to move you to another piece of music that also isn't in video games. Or at least, maybe it is. In fact, it was almost in my video game, which I developed a while back, if you recall Algebra Balance, a fun game that teaches you algebra, available on the iOS store, of course. But it was actually, if you look up royalty-free music on the internet, you will find a site called Incompetech. Now, as you may or may not know, any time you've got a piece of music, they're rights attached, nearly always to the creator, although if they've signed any contract with any record companies, it might be to the companies. And once they've got rights attached to it, well then, if you want to use their music in anything, you have to make sure that the legal thing is clear. Now, I'm not going to go into the details about how exactly I managed to do this show with all these tracks that basically I don't have the rights to, but what I can tell you is that if I tried to make a video game or a video game or a movie or something with just some video game track spliced right in, I would incur the wrath of a bunch of, you know, basically I'd be committing copyright violations. I would incur the wrath of video game companies. Now, this did not stop the British movie Pure from accidentally including Sonic 3 music on its soundtrack. It's actually kind of weird. There's like this whole thing about kid dealing with the drug addiction of his mom, and then suddenly they go to what used to be Sega World, and suddenly you can hear Sonic 3 music playing in the background, and they didn't include any reference in the credits, so they obviously didn't get authority. Sorry for going on that tangent, but it's kind of surreal when I watched it to get it like that. But yes, that movie, for instance, committed copyright intellectual property theft by including music that it obviously didn't have the rights to from a video game, and basically, they didn't get sued or asked for damages in that case, and fair enough. But in most cases, you would. However, there are music called royalty-free music. This is basically under the Creative Commons license. And by the way, this is a lot of conditions, so I won't really go into it right now. But essentially, with Creative Commons, you can make, you know, public domain royalty-free music so that people are able to take the music they want. It doesn't matter if they're making a huge amount of money off it. It doesn't matter if it's a game or a visual novel or a movie or a video game, anything. They can put the music into it, they can play the music, and they won't have to pay a penny to the creator. All they'll have to do usually is include attribution to say this music was composed by this person, and basically, and from that they can and then once they've said that, you know, this is royalty-free music from this person, you can do the same, then they're completely in the clear. That's all. And as you can imagine, this is very popular with a lot of people who, for a start, want to actually, you know, build up something and basically want to get music in. Like I said, when I was making Algebra Balance, I included this music. When you search for royalty-free music on the internet, one of the first sites you get is Incompetech, which is a lot of music mainly by a guy called Kevin McLeod. And boy, he has made a lot of music. Like I said, I included some of his music on an early version of Algebra Balance before I decided to go original and hired Claire Fitch, Irish composer, to make music for my game, and I was very happy with that. But before then, and for many other people, especially people like making YouTube videos where they don't want to actually, you know, pay a lot of money just to get music for something that might just get a bunch of hits but not much money, they go to Incompetech, and Kevin McLeod has made over 2,000 self-composed pieces of music which are free, royalty-free, which are available under Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0, which is a license that says you can use it for whatever, and there you go. So, what I'm going to do now is play one of Kevin McLeod's track. It is a very popular track, so you may have heard it before, but where did you hear it? Who knows? It could be used anywhere. You could do your own thing and include this music. So, With all that said, have a listen and hope you enjoy. That was Wallpaper by Kevin MacLeod, which is royalty-free music, which anyone could use for their own purposes, including me playing it on my show. Alright, we're coming up to the end of our show now, and I think I'll leave you with a track from a game I kind of fleetingly did play and didn't quite play. What I'm about to play is from a game called Blast Course. It was made by Rare for the Nintendo 64, and essentially it was basically, there was this convoy or truck that was carrying this nuclear warhead, and of all things, the truck could not crash under any way, shape, or form. So basically, what you had to do is you had to get into a vehicle and drive around destroying absolutely everything that was in that truck's way. Now, it sounds like you could have done a better way, like see if you could actually get the truck to steer or anything, but that was how the game was. You had to go out, you had to like crash into, destroy, blast all these buildings that were in that truck's way, so when the nuclear warhead was able to drive on to its final destination. I played it at a friend's house, and when I asked him exactly, you know, what happened at the end of the game after he kept destroying and let the truck reach its destination, he said that what happened is that the truck went into this great big open field and then detonated anyway. So, I mean, I assume it's a controlled explosion, But yeah, the idea of spending the whole game trying to stop a thing from blowing up and finding out at the very end it's just so that it can blow up is kind of a little letdown. The music was composed by Graham Norgate, who's made a lot of other great music tracks, including for Rare games such as Jet Force Gemini, Time Splitters. Well, actually, that wasn't so much Rare, but X-Rare, but you get my gist. And also GoldenEye 007, GoldenEye 64, of course. So, without further ado, I'll leave you with Cromlech Court. So, have a listen, and hope you enjoy. And thank you all very much for listening to this great selection of game tunes. We'll be right back.